On our last broadcast, I began a message entitled Two Diamond Rings. And we learned that the Apostle Paul valued thankfulness to God and courage to God just like it was two diamond rings. Why did he value thankfulness to God and courage to God? Open your Bibles to Acts 28 and we'll take a look in the book.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of messages out of the book of Acts. So get close to your radio now as we take a look in the book.
Oh, yes, I'll never forget. We was going home once, traveling down I-20, and all I got to do once I get on 20, just stay on 20 until I get to Jackson, Mississippi, then hit 55 South and go 55 miles, and I'm home. But I got on Highway 20, and when I got past Shreveport, almost to a little town called Minden, Louisiana, I had a flat. And I went on, changed the flat. You know, in these new cars, and this was back in the, I think, in the late 80s, they give you these donuts now. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You don't, you used to get, you used to have a, your spare was like one of your tires on your car. But now they just give you the little donut, and then when you're putting the thing on, it says, 50 miles. Don't go no more than 50 miles with this little thing. I said, man, I ain't gonna be able to make it home then. I'm gonna have to pull on in. And I pulled on in to this lit town, Minden, Louisiana, and we stopped at this gas station. And even though we'd already got the gas, I said, let's go over there to that gas station. Went over there to that gas station. And I asked the man, do you fix flats? He said, yes, I fix flats. And I told him my situation. He saw my situation. And I asked him about the tie. Do we have any ties? He said he had some ties. I told him the size of my tie. He said, I got one left. I said, I'll take that one left. He put that one tie on. I said, man, I thank God for you. I thank God that I was able to come here. And I thank God that you had that one tie. He said, I'm thanking God for you as well. I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, because I'm the only station that open on Sundays. And he said, matter of fact, I was getting ready to close in about 30 more minutes. So you made it just in time. So I'm praising God with you. See, God not only orders your steps, he even got your stops ordered. That's the providence of God. I can praise God today for the providence of God. But not only did Paul praise him for the providence of God, he praised him for the power of God. Look right here in the text. The Bible said, verse number 8, and it came to pass that the father of Apollos lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, others also, which had diseases in the island, came and were healed. Look at that. God put on here a healing service through the Apostle Paul. Healed the chief father that was sick, as well as healed all of these sick folks there on that island. Look at the power of God. That would have been enough to just heal the chief, daddy. That would have been enough right there to praise God for it. But to heal everybody else on the island, whoever had any other kind of disease on that island, to heal them as well, that was really a demonstration of the power of God. See, those people didn't know who God was. And so God allowed the ship to get shipwrecked in order for them, Paul, to go to this island, because God knew that the folks were sick on the island, and God had Paul there that he could work through Paul to bring some healing to the sick. Do you see how God is up to something great? God was working mighty miracles through the Apostle Paul. That shows us the power of Almighty God. That God got power over all sickness. I say God's got power over all diseases. God's got power over all illnesses. God has got power over whatever is wrong in your body. God can make it right. He's got power. It may be too hard for the doctor, but it ain't too hard for God. Paul came there, and God used Paul as a channel, as a vehicle, that they could experience the power of God. But not only do we see the power of God over man's body, but we see the power of God over man's heart and soul. Look right here in verse number 10. The Bible says, who also honored us with many honors. And when we departed, they laid us with such things as were necessary. Look at there. They probably was wondering, how are we going to ever get off this island? But look at there. They furnished them with everything that they needed in order to get back on the road again. Look at God. God is working through human hearts. Oh, y'all ain't with me this morning. I said, God, he still works through human hearts. God still can control human hearts. See, God can make a disobedient person become an obedient person. God can make a bad person become a good person. God can make a stingy person become a giving person. God can make a person that's going the wrong way turn around and start going the right way. God can control the human heart. Oh, that's the power of Almighty God. Listen, God can not only just heal and work with a person on the outside, but God can deal with that heart on the inside. That shows the power of Almighty God. And look, the Bible says, when they even made it to Rome, did you see what happened when they made it to Rome? Verse 16, and when we came to Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoners to the captain of the guard, but Paul was suffered to dwell by himself with a soldier that kept him. Do you see there? Look at Paul is getting special treatment there. All the other prisoners, they had to go to the common prison, but not Paul. Paul, when he made it to Rome, the centurion, the man who was in charge of Paul's journey, in charge of all the soldiers, he fixed it where Paul would be comfortable, have his own lit private quarters. Look at God working on human heart. And normally the centurion was the toughest soldier, the meanest soldier, the cruelest soldier. But God can take the cruelest soldier and make him the nicest soldier. That's the power of God. That's why even in our own families, sometimes we give up on folks too soon. Sometimes we see one acting crazy and stupid rather than say, well, just go on with your bad self. No, tell them, I'm going to put God on you. I'm going to pray for you, boy. I'm going to pray for you, girl. I'm going to put the Holy Ghost on your trail. Because when the Holy Ghost get through with you, you saying that you're not going to go to church, eventually you're going to go. No, it's not going to be about if I go to church. No, it's when you go. Oh, you're going to go because I'm going to pray for you. And I believe that God will hear and answer prayers. That's the power of God. And when you see the power of God taking a sinner and making him act like a saint, you can't do nothing but praise God and thank him. Thank him for his power. But I believe Paul was really thanking God here for the people of God. That's what I really believe that he was thanking God for. Because the Bible says in verse number 15 and 16, and from thence when the brethren heard of us, they came to meet us at Apphon and the three taverns, whom we, when Paul saw, he thanked God and took courage. See, when Paul got off that boat, then finally made it to Rome. Remember, Paul wanted to go to Rome more than anything else, because Paul wanted to take the gospel to Rome, because Rome was the seat of government. Rome was like the capital of the world. Rome was like Washington, D.C. is today. Paul said, if I can just only get the gospel to Rome, I can change Rome. If I can change Rome, I can change the whole world. Paul wanted to take the gospel to Rome. But on his way down the road, as he's going there to Rome, he saw some Christians coming out of Rome. And when he saw those Christians on the road, and they told him, Paul, these are some Christians, Paul said, thank God. Have you ever been somewhere and you felt like you was the only Christian? But when you find out that somebody else is a Christian, you can't help but thank God. You know, Paul had been around many soldiers that was not Christians. Paul had been around many people on that ship that was not Christians. Paul had been around folks that was ungodly people. Sometimes when you are around a lot of folks who don't believe in Jesus, you start wondering, is I'm wrong? You start wondering when you see everybody going one way and you going the other way. It starts messing with your mind. You start wondering. Sometimes you even let doubt start coming in your mind, because you see the majority is believing one thing, but you believe in another thing. But when you find somebody that believe like you believe, you can't help but thank God. When you find somebody that believe in the same Jesus, that you believe in that same Jesus, you can't help but thank God. Oh, Paul couldn't help but thank God, because he said, I finally meet some Christian people that think like I think and believe like I believe. Oh, I know how Paul felt. A few months ago, I went over there to Ecuador, and we was eating dinner one day. We went to this big old house to eat, and I was looking for a restaurant, but they said, that's the restaurant. I said, this lady's house is the restaurant? I said, yeah, that's the restaurant. I said, all right. We went into this lady's house. I said, she's going to be able to feed all of us, because it was about right at 20 of us. I said, she said, yeah, she already getting the dinner fixed. So if I was sitting there in the living room, I looked over in the corner, and I saw a little tree. I was wondering what kind of tree that was. They didn't want to be nosy. They had to kind of cover it up. I didn't want to go over there and jake the cover off. But I was trying to, you know, look. And I said, oh, that's a Christmas tree. I said, I felt pretty good. I said, this must be a Christian lady, you know. I started feeling pretty good. Then they'd say, dinner ready. And so they didn't have to call me but once. And I went on then the kitchen. And as I was sitting down eating, I saw a picture on the wall. And it was Jesus and his 12 disciples. It was a picture of the Lord's Supper. I said, Lord, have mercy. This lady is a child of God. Let me eat this rice and whatever else we got here. I felt good. It looked like the food started tasting better. Once I found out that lady was a Christian, I was so happy to go in that house from that point on. Yeah. You know, when you find somebody that believe like you believe and think like you think, because sometime on our jobs we feel like we're the only one that believe in Jesus. Sometimes in our families, it feels like that we're the only one that believe in Jesus. Sometimes we have an Elijah experience. We start feeling like I'm the only one that's standing up for Jesus Christ. But God often puts some other saints of God on the road to let you know that you're going the right way. And there are some other folks that believe like you believe, that serve the same God that you serve. And when you see that, you can't help but thank God. But not only did Paul thank God for those things, Paul took courage. He took courage. He held on to his diamond ring of thank you, Lord. But he also took courage. Why did Paul take courage? Because Paul knew that not everybody believed in Jesus. Even though there was a few folks on the road that believed in Jesus, he knew that once he got to Rome, not everybody in Rome believed in Jesus. And remember, Paul was going to Rome as a prisoner. And he didn't know how Caesar was going to rule against him, because he had to stand before Caesar in the court of law. And he didn't know if Caesar was going to rule for him or would Caesar rule against him. He didn't know if Caesar would release him, or would Caesar keep him in prison a long time, or would Caesar execute him and have his head chopped off. He didn't know of what tomorrow was going to bring for him. But what Paul had to do is take courage and trust in him who controlled tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to hold on to our courage, because we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. You just got to hold on to him who is in control of tomorrow. See, we don't know what's going to happen this week. I would like to think that all of us will have a trouble-free week this week. But chances are somebody this week may get a phone call from the principal there at the school saying that your child done got in trouble. And when you go down there to see about your child, you don't know if the principal is getting ready to just warn you, your child about what he has done. Are they getting ready to expel your child about what they have done? You just got to take courage. When you get the phone call from the doctor and the doctor say, I got the report and I want you to come in because I want to talk to you about the report. You don't really know what's in that report. You would like to think that the doctor may say that there is no cancer, but the report may say there is cancer. And even if they do say there is cancer, you just got to have courage. See, you don't know when your boss tells you to come into the office. You don't know if your boss is telling you to come there to give you a promotion, or is they getting ready to give you a pink slip and let you go. You really don't know. All you got to do, you just got to take courage, because you don't know what your future beholds. You just got to trust in him who holds your future. And you just got to hold on to these two diamond rings, that whatever happened in your life, you just got to hold on to that thank you, God. You just got to say thank you, God, anyhow. You just got to thank him for his providence, because I know you already done prepared a way, and you're going to make a way when it looks like no way. Thank you for the providence of God. Thank you, God, for the power of God, for I know that you are still in the blessing business and you still can work miracles. When it's too late for the doctors, it ain't too late for my Almighty God. You just thank him for the power of Almighty God, and you just thank him for the people of God. God is going to always raise up somebody to help you along in your Christian journey.
He gonna send somebody to give you a little bus fare to help you along the way. Thank him for the people of God. And hold on to your courage. You don't know what's gonna happen tomorrow, but hold on to your courage. God already done so tomorrow. Hold on to your courage. You don't know what's gonna happen in the future, but God controls your future. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on to his grace. Hold on to his grace. That's why the songwriter say, through many dangers, snares, and snares, I've already come. It was grace that brought me safe thus far. And it's going to be grace that's going to lead me on home. Hold on to your courage today. Hold on to it. Oh, James Cleveland said, I don't believe that he brought me this far. I don't know who I'm talking to. Why do you believe he didn't bring you this far, did he? What about over here? He didn't bring you this far. He didn't bring you this far. I say he didn't bring y'all this far. He didn't bring you this far to leave you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hold on today. Hold on today. Hold on today to your two diamond ring. Hold on to your diamond rings. These some diamonds. It's valuable. You can make it. Hold on to your two diamond rings. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for these diamond rings. Don't ever let us get to the point we can't praise you. Help us to always say thank you. Because you ain't finished yet. There's more to come. Lord, now bless your people. Bless somebody right now with the presence of mind to come on up to this altar, Lord. Those that need to be saved, bless them with the mindset that I'm going to go on and do this thing today. Those that need a church home, Lord, touch them right now. Don't let them tarry. Don't let them wait. Help them to get on up and come on. Lord, we just thank you so much. Thank you so much. Help us to be like Paul. Don't ever let us get bitter. Help us to be better, Lord. We want to be better. We want to always say thank you, Jesus. Even when you done came and took one of our loved ones, we still want to say thank you, Jesus. Touch, Lord. Touch, Lord. Somebody may can't say thank you, Lord. Touch their heart right now. That they can repent of that and say, from this point on, I'm going to just say thank you. Even when I can't understand, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. But I'm going to just say thank you, Jesus, anyhow. Lord, I thank you.
Bread of life.
That's right.
Sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. 3766, or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.